Little Toot on the Mississippi by Hardy Gramatke. Spring came, and Little Toot wanted more than anything to travel to the Mississippi. Grandfather Toot had told him all about that mighty old river, and he had told him unbelievable tales about its steamboats. Great horned monsters they were. They chewed fire and breathed smoke like a dragon. Strange visions of steamboats floated through the little tugboat's head as he set out on his great adventure. He had no idea what troubles lay before him. His newly polished smokestack gleamed brightly in the sunlight as Little Toot arrived at the mighty Mississippi. He was so excited that he blew a joyful blast on his whistle. But where were the steamboats? There was no smoke from fire-eating monsters anywhere along the horizon. No splashing of paddle wheels. Eagerly, Little Toot searched around islands. He hunted among willows and reeds. There were alligators, bats, raccoons, and skunks. But alas, there were no steamboats. There were towboats, all right. Enormous towboats, thrashing and pounding their way up the river. They pushed a string of barges as long as a freight train, and the waves they kicked up were awful.